He will talk to us about novel method for measuring cotton seed compression as an indication of propensity to create seed corn fragments.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for coming out and listening to these presentations this afternoon. Like you said, I'll be giving a presentation today over a method for measuring cottonseed compression force as a potential indication of propensity to create seed coat fragments. Before I get started, I'd like to thank Suman Lamichan for the work he did on this project. He was the one that actually performed most of this experiment. So with that, we will get started. So a little bit of background information about this project. As we know, seed coat NIPS are a significant problem in the textile industry. Textile manufacturers demand a raw material which allows them to produce the high quality product that they're seeking. In a recent report in the Cotton Contamination Survey, there was an 11% increase in the incident of seed coat issues compared to the all-time low level in 2009, which just highlights the recent problems we're seeing with some seed coat fragments in the industry. And just another important piece of background information, seed coat fragments have been found to be genetically inherited, which will come into play as we move this project forward. So continuing along those lines, why do we need this research? To meet the demands of the textile industry, obviously, cotton breeders, along with everybody else in the cotton industry, but breeders specifically, must continue to adapt to the demands of the industry. And for breeders, that means they need to produce new germplasm, which has the characteristics that are demanded by our consumers, which in this case are the spinners themselves. Currently, there is not a practical method for measuring breeder samples for the possibility of having seed coat fragment issues downstream. The major method for really testing this would be to spin fibers into yarns, and that's really not practical in most breeding programs. So without such a tool, breeders face the potential issues of advancing germplasm that could potentially have seed coat fragment issues in downstream processing that you would see in commercial settings, but you might not see in the breeder settings. So this tool could be very advantageous for breeders who are looking to improve yarn performance. So continuing again, we've been contacted by some individuals recently that have seen seed coat fragment issues, which have actually been occurring prior to ginning. So one possible thought is that this could point to the compression forces that are involved in the formation of modules being responsible for creating these types of seed coat fragment issues. So with that in mind, it is possible that the force required to break a seed could potentially be a parameter that we could use to characterize the potential performance of a cotton seed during normal industrial processing. And just along these same lines, if we could get a better understanding about the relationship of germplasm material and the factors that impact the seed structure itself, we could use this to better predict downstream issues with seed coat fragments. So our hypothesis for this experiment was that a measurement of the compression force required to rupture a cotton seed is going to vary between varieties, and this could be used to predict the propensity for seed coat fragments prior to downstream processing. So a little bit of introduction to some of the data you're going to see. A compression force. Cotton seeds, just like any other material, when subjected to increasing compression force, will eventually reach a point of rupture. And we can measure this and observe it along this curve here. We have the compression force curve. So when you subject a cotton seed to increasing force, eventually the cotton seed, like I said, is going to break, and you're going to be able to observe this along the curve. The force is going to increase until you reach a peak, and when that peak drops off, it's at that point that the seed itself is ruptured. So using this data, we can characterize this compression curve and use that given point where the force drops off to indicate, to identify the point at which that seed is ruptured. So the basic objectives of this research project are, first, obviously to measure the compression force of the seed. And with that information in hand, we hope to identify trends or differences between varieties so that we can kind of characterize the differences that we observed in these compression forces. And with that in mind, we will then use this preliminary research project to establish a protocol for future screening for seed coat fragment issues. So for this project, we chose 18 varieties, which represent a range of variability, and they were used for subsequent testing. We used a UTM, or a universal testing machine, to measure the compression force of the cotton seeds themselves. To do this, a single seed at a time was placed within the instrument, force applied until the seed was ruptured, and the rupture was identified on the curve, which I showed previously. The peak force established from this curve, so that point at which the force drops off, it was the point at which we took the data and used for subsequent analysis. So for this experiment, all 18 cotton varieties, we used the fuzzy cotton seed itself. All the samples were conditioned for 7 days at standard conditions of 70 degrees Fahrenheit and 65 degrees relative humidity. We did 6 statistical replications for each variety, and each replication was established with 15 seeds. So a total of 90 seeds per variety were tested, and a total of 1,620 seeds in total. And just some standard information about testing, the UTM was set to a breaking speed of 1 inch per minute. So a little bit more about the kind of information we got from this project. Like I said, we tested 15 seeds per replication, so we took the average of these 15 seeds. We then, to get the varietal mean compression force, we took the average of the 6 replications, and so it's that overall variety mean that we used for data analysis. One thing that we did observe, what we had expect to observe, is the graph on the right, where we see a single defined max peak. In a few cases, we did see 2 peaks in the data. We contribute that second peak is most likely something to do with the internal structure of the seed, maybe rupture of the seed meat itself or some other physiological aspect of the seed. So from our observations and from some literature on this kind of data analysis, we decided to use only the first peak for this analysis. But like I said, this only occurred in a relative few amount of the total curves that we tested, that we observed. So here's an actual compression force curve that we saw. It's just kind of reiterating what I've already told you, that the max peak point is the actual important point for data analysis. So moving on to the results of this experiment, and this chart right here really illustrates our findings. And from the 18 varieties, you can see we have a very good range of compression force, ranging from all the way down to 40 up to almost 80, and a range all the way in between there. This is what we hope to expect, but not really what we expected to see. It's a really good range with a continuous distribution of different values in between there. So, like I said, this was what we were hoping to see when we started out, but actually getting results like this was a really interesting find with these 18 varieties on this test. So, pretty good preliminary results from what's really a preliminary study of this procedure. So, just kind of wrapping up some of our findings, the differences in force required to break seeds were obviously observed for these varieties that were tested in this year. And what this suggests to us is that this method could be used to rank germplasm in a breeding program, which as we saw in the previous slide, that great range, you can rank germplasm. This gives the breeder potential early testing procedure to get an idea of where their germplasm might rank for this specific problem. Early elimination of this germplasm that could potentially create these seed coat fragment issues could really help prevent downstream issues that most of the time you're not going to see or really take into consideration in early breeding program stages. So this is a pretty good preliminary study, I think. So using the UTM measurement as an indication of propensity of seeds to create seed coat fragments, like I said, offers breeders an alternative method to characterize seed coat issues within their germplasm, something that's far more feasible than the traditional spinning in the yarns and testing the yarn itself. As we saw, there were observable differences in the compression force of these 18 varieties, which does suggest some genetic component could exist for this particular parameter. So, moving ahead in this project, we are going to and actually have already begun to measure the attachment force of these same varieties using the UTM. So rather than compressing the seeds, we are clamping the fibers that are attached to the seed and pulling, so a slightly different force. But we're hoping to see maybe some correlation in the two measurements, and maybe you can use the two in conjunction to get a better idea of this potential to create seed coat fragment issues. We're also planning to test cotton seeds from samples with a known range of seed coat issues to see if the force required to break a seed correlates with actual occurrence of seed coat fragments that have been observed. And then we will also be performing the spinning test ourselves, which obviously isn't feasible in all breeding programs, but this will give us a validation to see if what we're measuring with this alternative method really is present in the final spun yarn products. So with that, I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated for the funding of this project, and I'll take any questions you might have. Okay, thank you.